The following program has been pre-recorded. The information shared directly or indirectly on Vital Health Radio or by Whitfield Media Group is not to be understood as or misconstrued as medical advice. This information is not a replacement for your current health provider who is acutely aware of your current health state and course of treatment. Any information shared about a product or service discussed by any host or guest on Vital Health Radio is not to be interpreted as a doctor-patient relationship.
The following broadcast is a production of the Whitfield Media Group. Health, nutrition, lifestyle, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake, with your host, owner of Nutrition World, Ed Jones, and Clint Powell.
It's Sunday, January 19th, 2025, broadcasting from the Optimize You studio. Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. 98.1 at radio and available on all podcast platforms 3 days after this show you are listening to. So sit back, relax, and get ready to discover the healing potential of nature's pharmacy. Whether you're a seasoned natural health enthusiast or just starting your journey, there's something for everyone on Vital Health Radio. I'm Ed Jones, the founder of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, and we've been growing since 1979. And joining me is the guru of the common man, Clint Powell. Welcome, yeah. Clint.
I don't know if I like the guru of the common man more than PhD of Waffle House. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to pick and choose which, you know, accolade I would rather have, which certification, which one makes me seem more smartester. So I'm going to go with the guru of the common PhD of Waffle House, but go ahead.
Well, I'm going to bring out the old card of when I used to introduce you, which is the podcast guru, PhD of the Waffle House, boxing extraordinaire, long ago pretty boy, rugby hero, business coach, Joe Average on most other levels of his life, Clint Powell.
Wow.
Yeah, that's pretty darn good.
I feel like most people could just tune out right now and know that the show is peaked. This is as good as it's going to get, folks, unless Ed drops some health knowledge, which he does pretty regularly.
Yeah, I got some nuggets.
Well, good.
I got some big nuggets.
Awesome. That's great. And this is the point in time where benefits having Clint on, who is the podcast professional, because I redirect. It's called acknowledge and pivot in sales. Ed, I acknowledge what you said. Now I'm pivoting to the health conversation so Sean doesn't fire both of us or the FCC doesn't send you a bill or something.
Yeah, you're just going into dark places that you don't need to go. I was talking about health nuggets, so
yeah.
I got a slight cold last week, and when I say slight, I really mean slight. It was like my R-ring said I was 0.5 degrees over two nights in a row. I knew with my R-ring, which reads, you can buy it at Best Buy's, you can read your REM, deep, oxygen, pulse, HRV, and any time my temperature is 0.5 for two nights, I know something is stewing.
Right.
And so what did I do? I got on Manuka honey, thanks to you. And, you know, it's odd. I have so much in my toolbox, but there are times I forget some of the magic bullets that I use because I rarely get under the weather. So I pulled out that Manuka because that day you said, hey, I've been using Manuka. And so I had some at home, pulled that out. But my key number one superstar these days is methylene blue. And I'm going to, you know, I don't want to talk about it much on this show. I actually want to devote a whole segment to methylene blue. It's the first drug ever discovered in about 1876. And it is used today as an aquarium cleaner. One.
This sounds awesome.
Yeah, know, you're running out right now. Do you want some? I know.
Yeah.
So, and then secondly, it dyes blue jeans, like, or maybe.
Man, we are right on.
Yeah.
This is perfect. Real quick, if you have blue jean dye at home or clean your aquarium, do not. I repeat, it will kill you and hurt you if you're not taking the kind of grade and the kind that has been processed in the correct manner.
Those don't use pharmaceutical grade.
Thank you. I appreciate you saying that.
But if you want to know right now some of the benefits, if you will just Google Mercola.com and methylene blue, he's got the best articles on methylene blue. I'm going to update you on the next couple shows. Unbelievable to help slow down a virus or a bacteria in many, many levels. And it is interesting because it makes your urine blue.
Right.
But that's, you know, it's interesting. That's pretty. I like to have pretty urine. So I'm very happy with my blue urine.
Huh. Okay. Well, see, it was so good up until the point you started talking about Smurf fantasies, and now we're weird. I will say, though, that conversation a little bit sounded like in a much, much smaller scale. Remember the ivermectin thing with Joe Rogan?
Yes.
Well, saying ivermectin, that doesn't take away that there's different doses, different versions of it for different things.
Yes.
And so we saw the dishonesty of media and certain leaders saying it was, he was talking about the horse, mm-hmm. the one that's for the veterinary purposes instead of the one that's one of the most given drugs in the planet.
Yes.
And so to your point, I'm glad you said that. There's different versions. There's different grades of it, right? There's different meat, different purposes. And so when you say it, people can easily go, oh, it's for, really? You're going to take aquarium cleaner?
Exactly.
And in reality, no, it's not what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. I'm actually trying to say it's two different things. So I was just making a point that in the world we live in nowadays, it can be taken out of context.
Good point, because I went out to the store and bought some of the paste for ivermectin early on, looked at the ingredients and realized they're not telling what the ingredients really are. And and I said, do not take this product. This is the byproducts and the other parts that used to make this paste could be very toxic, and we do not need to take that chance. So with methylene blue, it has to be, of course, pharmaceutical grade, but memory loss and preventing the decline in regard to dementia and Alzheimer's, it could be a true breakthrough. It truly could. But I use it kind of regularly, but mainly if I feel a little bit
I'm gonna try some tonight. I think Katie might have given me some.
Okay.
I'm not sure. I might have bought it.
It seemed like you did.
Yeah, maybe so, but I think if it's in my house, I'm gonna try it tonight because I'm not sick. I just can't get rid of the
that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I also, again, I go back to really the best, most efficient way to have any chance to have optimal health is to create a team of people you trust. It could be three people, three teams. It doesn't have to be 10. Today, we're going to be talking to the Vascular Institute. I think it's a team member you have to keep in your back pocket for someday if you need it, because it is so often that we have a health crisis, and I don't expect people to be prepared for all of those, but some things we need to already have a connection with. It's almost like if you thought you were going to have legal troubles, but you're just not going to make that phone call to the attorney to set up a visit so you can become a real client, and then all of a sudden you're in jail or something, and well, you can't just call somebody. You have to have it already arranged, and you have to do that with your healthcare people. You have to do it with a lot of different systems. So we're going to be talking to Vascular Institute today, and also Laura from Optimize You, wonderful, wonderfully highly trained professional in regard to the whole concept of hormones, health, safety of the hormones. She's just a encyclopedia of knowledge. I love that. At Nutrition World. Again, if you have ADD as an adult or you have children with ADD, as we all know, I'm going to divert to a whole different concept. Do you really think that Ambien is curing your insomnia? No. It's treating and the symptom only and it doesn't change any of the underlying brokenness that caused it. Well, the same with ADD, ADHD. Giving those drugs, they make you perform better. They're also amphetamines, and they also have a lot of side effects. Yeah, they make you feel like Superman or Superwoman mentally for a period of time, could be years. But as Catherine said, one of my great staff members, she was interviewed here about a few months ago, and she had talked about her story of using Adderall for years and said it stole her soul. That was the exact words. I'll never forget that. Yep. It stole her soul. Now, does she still have ADD? Yes. She manages it. We have to get the cure word out of all of these little conditions we have that bug us. I want to get cured of. No, we learn to manage our life and manage our health, manage our haircut, manage the way we dress, manage the way we walk. All these are management issues. Much better and kinder word than fix it. You fix a fender on your car when you get a dent in. You don't fix tendencies in the body.
I say that all the time. We manage things and lead people. So, you know, you manage these relationships you have with different things. And we forget to look at that as how we view things and habits. And these that's a relationship. We have a relationship with these.
There you
with
go.
Stuff.
Relationship. Yeah. I like that also. Lung Bus, another team member thing. Lung Bus is coming to Nutrition World on February 15th from 11 to 3 on Saturday. And this is an amazing technology. And also, you don't get to go anywhere at a hospital to get the services. What is the services? Well, they're going to do a scan on you in about 15 minutes. It's going to tell one, do you have any lung cancer? Because that is one of the most curable cancers there is in the whole system of cancer. And if you find it early, you 99% chance you'll be perfectly fine. You have two big lungs. If they even take out a part, you still function very well. I'm not a huge fan of a lot of different screenings because sometimes the process after that becomes nightmarish and the outcomes are limited in some cases. And they're not telling you that, but they are, but not in regard to this one. And also, what I love about it, it's going to tell you something called a calcium score. It's going to show any of the blood blockages that you may have that you don't feel, you don't know. And these are also very treatable if we know beforehand, before an event happens. So please go to nutritionw.com and look up the Lung Bus. It's under events at February 15th, 11 to 3. I highly recommend it. If you are a smoker, I think the price is free. If you're not, then it's a reasonable price. And also, the back to the Learning RX.
Yes.
The Learning RX for ADD. I got really went on a rabbit chase there, but Learning RX ADD lecture for adults. And it's actually called New Year, New Brain. And it's how to repattern your brain as an adult to have the ability to strengthen the weak parts of the mechanisms of processes within the brain to help manage the ADD, ADHD. And it's on February 6th on a Thursday from 6 to 7:30. So nutritionw.com under events, Learning RX. It's amazing. And I do want to do a little plug here. Anybody who emails me at nutritionworld@comcast.net who wants to pursue the hormones therapy at Optimize You, I'll give you a $100 gift card for the very first person who just says gift card at nutritionworld@comcast.net. When you listen to Laura today, that's one of the partners of the treatment partners within that system. Unbelievable. So if you've been interested in bioidentical hormones, people you trust, and all of that, then stay tuned for Laura. And also email me at nutritionworld@comcast.net for a $100 gift card for free. Lastly, Adam talked about it, Adam Chauncey at Nutrition World. He's eating at Kava. I did an Instagram post on Kava about 2 months ago, standing outside before they opened, and I said, I really feel confident this is going to be a good choice restaurant, one that actually cares about the ingredients. None of them are perfect, but they offer enough alternatives that you can find the right proteins and fats and carbs that are not starchy, that are not full of chemicals, that are far less poisonous. So he ate there and said that Kava was amazing.
Yeah, I like it.
And today I ate at First Watch at 11 o'clock. I had my lunch there, and I'm always impressed with the right foods over there. There's too much margarine in their cooking, and they don't have real butter. Really aggravates me. They kind of pretend they do, but they don't. But again, we choose the foods that they just don't have to use those in. So what I do, I've got eggs over medium. I have avocado toast. And I had turkey sausage. None of those have added fats as far as what the rest of the person cooking it doesn't have fats. So I'm feeling pretty confident. I got high protein. I got really healthy fats with avocado. I got healthy carbs from the avocado whole grain toast. And the turkey bacon brought me some more of the protein that I wanted. So pretty happy about that. Right. I know I've talked before, microplastics are devastating some of the health of our cardiovascular system. They're finding it actually on autopsies now when they look at the plaque and they analyze it. It has a lot of microplastics. What are those? Those are from the water bottle that Clint just took a big swig out of.
Hold on a second.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I see them going down your throat. They're shining. Yeah. And so I did a microplastics test where I poked my finger about 10 times and finally got enough blood out. And they got an email. I will be getting that result back within the next week, and I will be reporting that. So that'll be – it's exciting for me. I'd love to – I will be very anxious to see, you know, where I'm at because I do eat
a lot. Listen, we're all on pins and needles out here. We cannot, and I've talked to most everybody in the Chattanooga region, within about 50, 75 miles. Most of us, all the people I've talked to, about 92% are super excited. Finding out your microplastic levels is right under, hey, don't forget rent, the power bill, asteroids, plasmoids, aliens, Trump, Biden, Middle East war, Ed's microplastic levels.
They're equally as interested in Clint's micro IQ levels, too. So,
wow.
It is time.
It felt pretty good, didn't it, Ed?
Yeah, it's
dude.
It's time to take a break. When we come back, we are going to be talking a little bit about that team member building at Vascular Institute. That plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. More to come after these brief messages.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's one name that stands above the rest, the Vascular Institute, your regional leaders in vascular care. What sets us apart? First and foremost, your convenience matters. We're the only vascular practice to welcome self-referrals, putting you in control of your health journey. No need for a maze, just a direct path to the care you deserve. Worried about wait times? At the Vascular Institute, timely appointments are our promise. Your symptoms won't wait, and neither should you. Comprehensive care isn't just a tagline. It's our commitment. High-quality outpatient treatments that cover all areas of your vascular health. That's the Vascular Institute difference. 5 convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
It's football time in the SEC. Join us each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. on Rock 105 and 103.7 KISS FM. College Football Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on Rock 105 and 103.7 KISS FM. A production from the Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least 3 times. Well, this isn't about a company, it's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
This is Blake Watson with Epic Realty. Interest rates are coming down and housing inventory is up, so you have more choices for your next home in the Chattanooga and Northwest Georgia area. As your local realtor, I offer experience, expertise, negotiation skills, and knowledge of Chattanooga real estate. I help you get the home you want and guide you through the process of selling and buying your house. Visit athomechattanooga.com or just search me online, Blake Watson with Epic Realty.
Hey Chattanooga, Josh Porter here for Optimize You, Chattanooga's number one clinic for both men and women's hormone replacement. Are you suffering from fatigue, low libido, or just not feeling yourself? We are the answer you have been looking for. My team and I are here to help you become yourself again. So find us online at OptimizeYouCenters.com.
Hi, I'm Sean Whitfield.
And I'm Blake Watson.
Join us every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for Your Home Radio, presented by Blake Watson with Epic Realty on 98.1 The Lake.
Featuring a variety of topics all related to your home.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio Show. Your host, Ed Jones and Clint Powell, are back with you to empower your health and well-being, as we have done each week now for 7 years. You know, I mentioned in the first segment, which I do many times, Clint, that one of the things I have learned in 45 years of owning Nutrition World and hopefully empowering people in what I believe is the well-being concept, that our bodies are made to be healthy. We generally do things that cause it to be unhealthy. So
right.
Embracing the advice and the discipline needed is vitally important, because we have self-healing mechanisms. We don't always have to be victims, and we don't always have to have emergency medicine. But we do need a team members that we trust before we need them. You know, there was a saying, the time to replace a roof is before it rains.
Right.
And the same with some of these team members. And one of those is the Vascular Institute. We've had a very, very close relationship with Vascular Institute, because this is the kind of system you want to partner with. It's people you can trust that can help diagnose and treat
when it's too late to have lifestyle management do that. It's not too late for it to prevent the future ones, but it might be for certain cases. So today we have Laura Young, nurse practitioner from Vascular Institute, and welcome to Vital Health Radio.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much for having me. I really like what you were saying there, Ed, that we can empower ourselves to do the right things to help improve our lifestyle. I really like that.
Good. And, you know, that's in my observation of traditional medicine, you know, not everyone can say what you just said. So we really feel connected to people who have that similar philosophy. And the thing about one thing is that a lot of people really don't know what is a vascular problem. What is a vascular problem?
So when we talk about vascular, the easiest way for me to describe it is we are the plumbing of the body. So we are in charge of the vessels that supply the blood to other parts of your heart, brain, heart, and limbs. So things that can happen to your arterial system, that can affect your lifestyle. Some of the things that we look at the most are things like peripheral artery disease, stroke, and aneurysms. And when we can find these and we can implement different lifestyle changes, we can actually be proactive and we can improve patient's outcome and hopefully prevent having to have any kind of surgeries.
Right. My dad had intermittent claudication about 20 years ago and, you know, eventually went to a vascular surgeon and they did a massive operation. And, you know, he did everything wrong in life. He smoked, he drank coffee, he had to put 4 teaspoons of sugar in every cup. He drank about 12 cups a day. He never exercised. He drank way too much. He was a gambler in Vegas over and over and over. He overworked. He never got up early. You name it, he did it. Almost everything wrong. And so guess what? He had some vascular issues about 50 years old. And I remember, you know, us walking and he'd be like, oh, and he'd call me Eddie, I got to take a break. And I would look at his calf muscle and it was humongous because it was pooling blood. It wasn't moving the blood in and out. And it was hard as a rock. And he handled it for about 12, 15 years and finally had this massive surgery, which probably would not be done today. It's not a probable. That surgery would not have been done today. But that also is one reason why I love the Vascular Institute. They're more about outcomes than numbers is what I love to see with vascular. I can be harsh talking about the traditional medical system without you talking about it. But most of traditional medical systems are about volumes of patients and not outcomes. That's two different things. And so as far as, you know, if my dad was living today and he had that same condition, what would be the first step someone would take if they're like, okay, exact example. Yeah, I hurt when I walk. My calves are pumped up. They feel tight and I can't walk very far. What would a patient or a client want to do first?
So the first thing we do is we kind of assess how much exercise can they tolerate. Mm-hmm. Initially, we encourage them to try to push through just a little bit further. So if they can walk for 2 minutes without stopping, we tell them to try to do that every single day. Next week, let's increase that up to 2 minutes and 30 seconds. Let's see if we can work past some of this disease and get some of our collateral vessels or some of our side roads that are picking up to help. But then when it becomes lifestyle limiting, so say now the patient, their legs are getting weak or now, you know, they can't walk very far. They're having to use the wheelchair at Walmart to go get their groceries. Then we may need to talk about doing an intervention. And the first thing we do is we assess them with an ultrasound. We find where are these blockages out, where are the blockages at, how bad are they, and, you know, then it kind of helps us come up with a plan. Fortunately, Dr. Lasar, Dr. Harris, and Dr. Quazzo are very, very skilled with endovascular treatment. So that means making small punctures into the arteries in the legs, and then they can go in and kind of rotor-rooter out some of those blockages in the legs, put stents in there, open those pipes up to improve the blood flow.
And, you know, that's such common sense. And, you know, not everything has to be PhD, you know, multiple volumes of paperwork to describe something that makes common sense. You said it earlier. We are a system of plumbings. A lot of us are tubes. That's what we have. And things run in them and through them and up and down. And when just like your automobile, when something gets blocked, then the car's not running very well. I fly an airplane, and, you know, it's deadly in an airplane if you have the gas or the oil that cannot go through the engines. And, you know, again, I go back to today's, we have such better test and so much less invasiveness than we did in the old days. But I love the fact the way that you, Vascular, Dr. Lazar, Tracy Lazar, all of the people want to focus on lifestyle, see if it can work. But as we know, many times by the time the pain has arrived, the damage was pretty significant in many people.
Correct.
But the second thing is, what I really get aggravated with the medical system is, okay, let's fix something, but let's not really try to educate the patient as to why they got the first problem. So if we don't fix the reason why the first one came, the second one will probably be on its heels and come within the next few years. Well, not in your situation. You actually talk and counsel people to that. If they listen, great. If they don't, it's their own fault.
Can I ask you a quick question? Just real quick, what are some of the, because I know that he mentioned the leg pain. Are there other symptoms people should look for? And at that same time, what are the things that maybe put me at a higher risk? Are there, is it an age thing? Is it a, what are the things that could put me at risk? So other symptoms and risk, if you don't mind, please.
So some of the risk factors, age is always going to play a factor. As we get older, our bodies are going to kind of fall apart a little bit. I say that our bodies are machines. The parts do break down and we need to do things to kind of repair those.
Right.
But some of the things that we definitely can change are things like smoking, diabetes. Those are our two major risk factors that we see. If we can get people to stop smoking and we can get their blood sugars under control, we can really reduce the effects that that causes on the vascular system. Other things we look at are your blood pressure, your cholesterol. Exercise. A lot of these patients, if we can get them up and moving, get them in regular exercise, they actually note that they are taking less medication. They get to drop some of their blood pressure medications. Sometimes the diabetes reverses and they no longer need the metformin. They no longer need the insulin. The effects that they are seeing, that is actually happening also on their vascular system. Their vascular system is improving, it's getting stronger, and it's cleaning up. Other things that, you know, I tell everybody you can't outrun genetics. So if you have a family history of cardiovascular disease, then you could potentially inherit that as well. So that's somebody that we kind of got to watch out for, even if they are doing all of the correct things. You asked about some of the other symptoms. We talked about the pain. Sometimes it just presents as weakness. You just notice that your legs are getting weaker when you're walking. Some of the things like aneurysm, sometimes those are asymptomatic, which means we do not know until we actually find it. But if they notice that they have pulsing in their belly or their belly is real sensitive, that could indicate that they have an aneurysm and we need to screen them to see if anything's going on there.
Mm. And that, you know, most people, if they even have half of that knowledge, they really wouldn't know what's the next step to take. And with you and Vascular, the next step would be to make a phone call, right?
Correct. Yeah, they can contact us anytime. We'll discuss the phone number at the end of the show. But yeah, they can contact anytime. We accept self-referrals. They call us and we will get them in with a provider. We'll assess their symptoms and kind of determine which route we need to go.
That's great. And, you know, at Nutrition World, we always or only partner with people that we trust. We don't partner with people who just want to have a big business or just want to see a lot of patients or just, you know, have some kind of reputation that I'm not really sure of. And that's why we do the Lung Bus, which I talked about in the first segment. That's why we do Blood Assurance. That's why we do Learning RX. That's why we do Vascular Institute, Optimize You. We have these partners. I mean, I have 37 staff members and 17 practitioners at our Wellness Corner. I mean, it is a 45-year-old business that continues to know that we can do everything right, and occasionally we're going to need help like the Vascular Institute. But if we do everything right, the chances are far less. Now, you talk about the two things that I absolutely 100% agree, of course, is smoking and blood sugar levels. Well, I think no one needs to be told the smoking. I think everyone realizes the probable devastation with enough years of smoking. The thing is, people don't understand that when the blood sugar levels are elevated, it's damaging capillaries every single minute that you're living. And capillaries are part of probably 80% of the blood flow is more based in capillaries, which are about the size of a hair. So they're very tiny. But this is why the eyes and the ulcers don't heal and the other problems that come. Because a lot of people think that running a blood sugar level of 100 to 105 to 110, oh, that's perfectly fine. It may be average, but it's not optimal. I am hugely invested in continuous glucose monitors because those things you pop on your shoulder and it goes to your cell phone. I've had so many clients now have determined when and why and where is my habits destroying me. One lady in particular, watermelon was elevating her to about 280 when none of the other foods did. All of a sudden, she realized watermelon's her demon. So do you guys and girls work with continuous glucose monitors?
I absolutely love them. I find it... It's very entertaining to me. I'll have patients that are diabetics and they just, you know, check their blood sugar three times a day with their little finger poke and their A1C is elevated, you know, 8, 9, 10. And then finally they get in with endocrinology, they get the continuous blood glucose monitoring. They come back and see me and that A1C is plummeting because they actually now have control. They're getting alerts. You know, they can actually associate the foods that they are consuming with their elevated blood sugars. Yes, I love them.
I'm so glad because not everyone's quite on board yet. And, there, you know, even if a person wants a continuous glucose monitor, OptimizeU specializing in it, Vascular Institute specializing, there are sources online you can purchase. I do know that some of these companies are not as accurate as others. So we're still in the stage of we're not really sure which model yet. So you need to do homework on that. But I'm like you. When I see these people, my clients come in, they are empowered because instead of living in a gray area of, I don't know for sure, but I think now they're living in an area of, oh my gosh, I can't believe that I did this last night. And an hour later, I saw these numbers. Maybe I need to start thinking about it. And then lastly, one thing that I don't think is talked about much is something that I've discovered about 40 years ago is that if we can add 2 tablespoons of olive oil to any foods we eat, you will have a 25% lower level of blood sugar within that next 60 minutes. Now, it's because that olive oil will slow the ingestion of the high glycemic foods significantly. And olive oil is also associated with far better cardiovascular health. And
at
Nutrition World, we sell the highest level of polyphenols olive oil made by Life Extension because not all olive oils are equal. There are many that are really junky, but you've done fantastic, Laura. Tell people if they want and need you, how can they contact you?
Well, you can contact us. Our phone number is 423-602-2750. We are also on the internet, Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. We do have multiple satellite locations as well. So, you know, we now have an office in Hickson, so people don't have to cross Chickamauga Dam to get over to us. Of course, our home base is near Hamilton Place out here on Shallowford Road. We also have an office in Cleveland, Port Oglethorpe, and also in Jasper and Dayton. So just contact us and we will get you in. We typically can get most patients in within a week for us to evaluate them and kind of see what is going on.
And before you leave, I'll always add this every time. I'm a patient. The process they put in place works. And so if you have any questions or living in fear, do me a favor. Go make an appointment. They'll get you in super fast.
Yes, we will.
And you told us a kind of a fib, I think. You said you had no experience on radio and you sounded totally professional, Laura.
Well, thank you very much. I can't wait to see how I improve on the next one.
All right. Well, it is time to take a break. When we come back, we'll be talking to Laura from OptimizeU about hormones. And I'm a big fan of properly dosed and properly directed hormones as we age. That plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. We'll be back after these brief messages.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com. Click on past shows or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle. A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Every child deserves a chance for a healthy, happy life. But when pediatric cancer strikes, it leaves a lasting impact on not only the diagnosed child, but their parents and siblings too. The Austin Hatcher Foundation for Pediatric Cancer is here to erase the effects of childhood cancer and empower families to thrive during and after a cancer journey. Through a variety of support programs such as grief groups, counseling services, art and music therapy, and more, we provide comprehensive, no-cost services and care to children and their families. Join us in making a difference. Visit hatcherfoundation.org to learn more and get involved.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's one name that stands above the rest, the Vascular Institute, your regional leaders in vascular care. What sets us apart? First and foremost, your convenience matters. We're the only vascular practice to welcome self-referrals, putting you in control of your health journey. No need for a maze, just a direct path to the care you deserve. Worried about wait times? At the Vascular Institute, timely appointments are our promise. Your symptoms won't wait, and neither should you. Comprehensive care isn't just a tagline. It's our commitment. High-quality outpatient treatments that cover all areas of your vascular health. That's the Vascular Institute difference. 5 convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app.
Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless.
Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
Go to your favorite podcast platform and search Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You.
Join Sean Whitfield, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a podcast about fitness, health, and bodybuilding.
We feature the best in fitness and bodybuilding right here in Chattanooga.
You can expect workout advice and fitness tips from two of the best fitness and bodybuilding trainers in Chattanooga.
Many great guests and inspiring conversations.
A lot of laughs and entertainment to go along with it.
Subscribe and follow Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, today.
Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio on 98.1 The Lake, each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com or find us on all major podcast platforms. Just search On the Move Radio Download.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio and podcast, the show that shares the philosophy that we can lead longer, healthier lives by embracing the latest and accurate knowledge of health and the vital importance of nutrition and lifestyle. As I spoke in the previous segment today, we have a great special guest, Laura from Optimize You. Welcome to Vital Health Radio.
Thank you, Ed. Thanks for having me.
She joined Optimize You how long ago?
About 2 years ago.
Yeah. And I know you've blossomed into such a hero over there because I hear all the people who come upstairs, and women especially, some men. And, they're, you know, again, we're talking about hormones and it was kind of a taboo word for a lot of years, but still in a lot of the mainstream general advice that maybe your regular doc is giving or some specialists are giving, they're just not up to par with the recent research because they're still living in the old dark ages of, oh, they could be they're going to cause cancer or higher rates, and you know it's not worth the risk. Well, all of that was based a lot on the study that was done many years ago, the nurses study that was totally misinterpreted by the headlines for a few years until it was reinterpreted, and every health professional who seems to be on their game, it actually showed that in the real numbers. That it's actually could be protective of your health.
Correct.
So let's talk a little bit about the people who are concerned. Well, first off, I say this about hormones. Women ask me about hormones for the first 25 years of my 45 years of giving health advice. And I said, you know, it's natural for hormones to lower. I believe in following the cycles of nature. I don't think we need them most of the time. Well, you know, we live, we get older, we learn. What I left out of that was when you're 40 years old, you don't understand how quality of life decreases with age. It is Father Time's vengeance on us. And it's just the way of the natural method and cycles of life is that we are going to change and slow down. If you don't want to, if you want to have the highest quality of life, the majority of people will probably have to add some hormones as theirs are lowering. And so despite the fact that it's not really quite what we call natural, I don't care. I want quality of life at my 67 years old. So that is why I believe in proper dosing of hormones. And women, too. Mood, energy, stamina, libido, muscular size, all the things that we would want. So let's talk about this safety thing. Why have we changed our mind that hormones don't drive breast cancer?
That's a big one and definitely controversial and definitely a hot topic, as we all have had personal or family experiences where we've seen someone struggle with a devastating illness like breast cancer. But if we look prior to kind of my generation, if we looked at like the generation before me, a lot of the decisions made around hormones were related to the Women's Health Initiative, the NIH study that cost $1 billion.
It
was $1 billion.
Wow.
Yes, one of the most expensive studies to date. And recently I've read a book, Blind Spots. Have you read that, Ed? That's by Marty McCary. He's been nominated to be the head of the FDA. And he talks about how the Women's Health Initiative, they brought all the researchers together and they showed them this narrative or script that was going to go to JAMA, a very well-known medical, you know, publication. And the researchers were like, whoa, whoa, if you let this genie out of the bottle, it'll never be put back in. And so, you know, they knew that this was very damaging information for hormones, but one of the lead researchers had written an article 6 years prior saying he wanted to put the brakes on hormone replacement therapy. So you had a lot of biases walking into that study. And then coming out of that study, some misinterpreted data, some things that were not statistically significant that were reported as being that, one of those being breast cancer. And so some of those, you know, researchers have stepped back those claims. Some have still not. So it still remains a hot topic, controversial, confusing for women. And so new data has come out that looked at that study and has reframed some of that data that helps us to be able to talk to women, look at their family history, personal history, and report that in that estrogen only arm, and this is synthetic estrogen. This is not what we use today. We use bioidentical forms, estradiol, very chemically structured, just like our own bodies, that there was actually a lower rate of breast cancer incidence in that arm and a lower rate of breast cancer mortality. So, you know, a lot of women don't know this. A lot of providers don't know this. And it is a very confusing topic, which is why we love to educate and empower women to make a decision they're confident in.
That's such well spoken, because they were using synthetic estrogens, one. And I mean, just in the whole world of my philosophy of integrative health thinking, 90% of the time when we use synthetics over a long haul, it always has some little darkness to it because it isn't really compatible fully with the mechanisms of our chemistry. And the more natural we can be, the less side effect normally if used with wisdom. And the same with the hormones. And, you know, the thing is, the lack of hormones will age us as quickly as almost anything. And secondly, I always want to put this plug in. I and a lot of people don't look into the P450 system of the liver. Mm-hmm. But our liver detoxes almost all the chemicals, but they also detox the hormones. And there's a couple things, one called 16-hydroxyestrogen and 4-hydroxyestrogen. Mm-hmm. Well, the 16-hydroxyestrogen, if it backs up, is more cancer-causing. Well, guess what lowers that? Sulforaphane. Mm-hmm. Sulforaphane can be found in capsules or tons of broccoli.
Right.
Or cruciferous vegetables. Mm-hmm. Indole-3-carbinol. Mm-hmm. All those things contain a substance that can help you if you're on hormones or you're not, I suggest women to be on that. Mm-hmm. But so as far as at this point, if a woman is generally healthy, mm-hmm. What is the protocol for making sure they don't have cancer to begin with? Is that something that is important to do?
I think absolutely. I think doing some regular screening, having, you know, regular exams, doing your self exams is very mm-hmm. important, because we would not want to start a hormone in mm-hmm. someone who had cancer.
Right.
You know, that could definitely worsen the scenario. And so hormones are not for everyone. Mm-hmm. I mean, we don't want that message to be left unsaid, is that you may not be a candidate for hormones.
But in this one of the reasons people should find providers like you is because you don't do the typical check the box.
Correct.
This looks good. This looks good. This looks good. Everybody gets A, B, C, and D.
Right. It's not a cookie cutter.
It's individualized.
Right.
And I don't know how much time you want to spend on this, but there are other things that were debunked or the myths kind of set mm-hmm. aside around strokes and heart. If you want to talk about those, and I'll let you and Ed kind of dictate the rest of this, but that's what we talked about from the past. Where does it look like it's going to go now, and how does that change your thinking at all, if all that makes sense to you?
Yeah. So where we are today is, I think the landscape is being rewritten. We're seeing an awakening across the board of women who want to be informed, want to educate others. We see specialists on social media and all platforms in areas like orthopedics, cardiologists, you know, we see urologists, gynecologists who are coming forth with this message to say, you know, hormones are not all bad. We don't have to put it into a category where it's all bad or all good, but we do need to precisely look at each individual and their unique history, their unique makeup, and also see what they're comfortable with. We want our patients to walk out feeling empowered, feeling like I'm doing what's right for me, that's going to improve my longevity, improve my health, add health to my years, as you were talking about, Ed, and dispel that fear that I've heard you speak about is becoming a kind of like a new issue amongst society, is that we are fear-based. And so we don't want decisions to be made out of fear, but out of confidence.
And it really surprises me too, and I hate to affirm Ed, because I'm not looking. Well, here's why though. I've had this conversation with you recently. I think it's because I surround myself with such open-minded professional people like Josh mm-hmm. and you mm-hmm. and Ed and Dr. Deering, that's his place, or Dr. Mm-hmm. Johnson. These people have medical degrees of some sort. They think bigger out of the box. I'm surprised when I hear stories that you share with me all the time of doctors that go, yeah, you got hot flashes, turn on fans, or I'm not doing hormone therapy because of this study from 1990. And yet you see my mm-hmm. face when you tell me that mm-hmm. I'm shocked, mm-hmm. but that's the reality. Mm-hmm. You are having to get the message out there that things are not always the same. You don't have to live with the symptoms right. of whatever you're going through.
But right. but also that we do know that there are plenty of people who are offering bad advice to make a lot of money.
Absolutely.
Sure. So we have to be very wise and discerning as to the practitioners. And we have about 3 minutes left, but I'll say, you know, for so long, one of the exact analogies to what's happened to the women is the fact, the same with men, when they would go to their doctor and say, I think I need testosterone at 50 years old. Oh, no, it's going to cause prostate cancer. Well, all mm-hmm. those years I said to myself, and then I started talking to people, if that's true, then 21-year-olds will be walking around with prostate cancer because mm-hmm. they have the highest level there is.
Right.
They have a level of 1,000, and the older guys have levels of 200. Mm-hmm. So if it's actually causing it, but here's where it goes back to the same thing you said earlier. If we have a prostate cancer that is, and most of the time they are, testosterone can fuel it, mm-hmm. but they don't cause it. Those
Correct.
Are two different things. That's why you'd want to know beforehand if you have cancer. And secondly, is it even estrogen driven? nutrition.
Absolutely.
And so personalizing it is the key. And mm-hmm. I'm just a huge fan. And I did say earlier, the first person who emails me at nutritionworld@comcast.net will get a $100 gift card for wow. Optimize You.
Yeah.
So tell people how they can contact you and make an appointment.
Sure. So you can call us at our office, 423-206-9753, and choose option 1, 2, or 3 for all three of our locations. You can go on to optimizeyoucenters.com and choose the drop down box for location and reaches out to us that way as well. So
That's fantastic. And I do send people to Laura also that have, you know, complexities of thyroid management because there's so much that goes into, again, personalizing a Hashimoto's or just an unbalanced thyroid. And sometimes nutraceuticals can be a really good answer. And sometimes we have to combine both drugs. Sometimes it's just drugs. But I love your expertise, Laura, and thank you for being the student of health that you are.
Thank you, Ed.
You're a living example of that, actually.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me.
All right. Well, it is time to take a break. When we come back, a couple of more nuggets, but not much because their time will be about out. That plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
Do you love Southeastern College football? If so, we've got the show for you. It's College Football Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on Rock 105 and 103.7 KISS FM. SEC at its best. Join us each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. on Rock 105 and 103.7 KISS FM. Nothing but the best in SEC football talk and information. That's College Football Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on Rock 105 and 103.7 KISS FM. A production from the Woodfield Media Group.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Let's talk Chattanooga real estate. I'm Blake Watson with Epic Realty. Join me for a podcast dedicated to buying, owning, and selling a home in the Chattanooga and Northwest Georgia area. Through expert interviews and real life experience, we'll cover tips, advice, and resources for everything in your home ownership and home selling journey. The podcast is called Let's Talk Chattanooga Real Estate. Catch our weekly episode of Let's Talk Chattanooga Real Estate on your favorite podcast app.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's one name that stands above the rest, the Vascular Institute, your regional leaders in vascular care. What sets us apart? First and foremost, your convenience matters. We're the only vascular practice to welcome self-referrals, putting you in control of your health journey. No need for a maze, just a direct path to the care you deserve. Worried about wait times? At the Vascular Institute, timely appointments are our promise. Your symptoms won't wait, and neither should you. Comprehensive care isn't just a tagline. It's our commitment. High-quality outpatient treatments that cover all areas of your vascular health. That's the Vascular Institute difference. 5 convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least 3 times. Well, this isn't about a company. It's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
Listen up, Chattanooga. Mandy Livingston, General Manager for Optimize You. Have you been feeling like you aren't the man or woman you used to be? Have you been told it's normal and comes with age? Well, I'm here to put that talk to rest. At Optimize You, we are a hormone replacement center that specializes in both men and women's hormones. We believe that normal is not optimal. Find us online at OptimizeYouCenters.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio. I am Ed Jones with my co-host, Clint Powell. And today was my IV ketamine day, and I learned something new today that I did not realize. Brian, who is the practitioner who sticks me, puts the IV in, and I've been doing this now, I think it's probably 87 times sessions over a period of many years. He said that, I asked him, I've never asked before, I said, what kind of people come back regularly? Because ketamine is amazing therapy for PTSD, depression, and anxiety, but there's a protocol of doing six of these, and then some people never do another, and some people do occasionally. But he said the migraine sufferers will come about every 10 weeks. I said, migraines? He said, yeah. I said, well, how good does it work? He said, oh, it eliminates them.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, really? He said, oh, most of the time, if they won't go more than 10 weeks, they can almost eliminate their migraines. Just
what do you mean won't go more than 10 weeks? Don't wait.
Yeah, no more 10 weeks. That. I got you. Yeah, okay. Then it starts returning. But migraines are such a horrific chronic disorder. It just yes, disables you completely. Scenic City Neurotherapy, it's just amazing, amazing place. It was interesting, and I love to view the obnoxiousness of medical dogma. One of our staff members had their finger kind of cut with a piece of glass, and it didn't quite heal. It's been about 3 weeks. She goes to I don't know if it's a walk-in clinic. I think so, or maybe the doc. And they look at it, and they say, well, we're going to give you a tetanus shot. It's almost hard to know what to say because, again, we go back to that first big headline of something gets stuck in the brains and the curriculum for not only years but for 50 years.
Right.
There's about 20 cases of tetanus every year in this country. 20 cases out of how many people live in this country?
350 million.
Yeah, just 350 million. So you're going to subject all the people who basically got their something cut, if they mention it, we're going to stick a shot in you. So it's just probably $50, maybe $80, who knows. That tetanus shot is not always safe for everybody. No, it's not deadly. But we're going to do something that probably is not useful anymore, but it will probably never change because it's wired into the system. And that's just not good because there are side effects to it. It would be different if it was something that had zero side effects, but it isn't. And it's ripping off the system.
Well, I've had tetanus shot before, and they're very sore. But are you allowed on a ketamine day, since you're about to read Words of Wisdom or something to us, am I allowed to push back or at least throw out another option of this? Maybe the reason we only have 20 is because they use the tetanus shot.
Maybe what?
They only have 20, you know, we only have 20 cases of tetanus. No.
How many people do
I'm
you
just
know?
Saying.
Listen, you know what? That actually popped into my head.
I'm just glad think this show is good if we don't say both sides. Yeah. That keeps some legitimacy here.
And the people, I can see people who would say, well, yeah, it's working so well. That's why we only have 20 cases.
We got to say it out loud.
The thing is, back in my day growing up, everybody got a tetanus shot if you had something metal that cut you.
Right.
People don't do that anymore. They just don't. Now, they're running to, like, this person ran to the doctor with a piece of glass.
But that's true, too. I see your point.
But that's just not common anymore.
Or if it's really bad. My son almost had his fingers cut off with a metal fence. And they were like, you got to have a tetanus because it was down to the bone. And they were like, something's in there.
I would guess 80% of all people who get cut never get a tetanus shot. So it's really
100% true.
It's really not shot that's doing
That's true. All right.
Do you ever done red light therapy?
Yeah. You mean like doing a sauna? I've got red light therapy in a sauna.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. My girlfriend bought me one for Christmas.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
I'm getting more to embrace the power of red light therapy. I don't have one. I have used them in separate locations, but you got to almost have one because you got to do it regularly. And research from the University of Pittsburgh suggests that red light exposure can help lower the risk of blood clots. Well, that's pretty darn amazing because sometimes even healthy people get blood clots. Well, red light therapy is focusing on a certain wavelength of light that it goes fairly deep in the body that can help heal sometimes aches and pains, not always, but it also produces collagen. It can help reduce some skin cancers, perhaps. But in the presence of something that I had mentioned in the first segment, methylene blue, there is research ongoing that when you combine methylene blue with red light therapy, that it actually can kill cancer cells. Those two things together,
what?
Yes.
Wow.
Big time. And it's going to be an emerging science of combining methylene blue with red light therapy. I think as an aging person, it is one of the therapies I want to embrace that I just can't. But red light therapy, like it says here, uses wavelengths that mimic the benefits of natural sunlight. And these wavelengths, but they don't hurt your skin. You don't have to, you know, use suntan lotion. They don't have any damage to the skin. But they help produce more energy, fight harmful inflammation, and improve clotting mechanisms. So it's just a pretty darn totally safe access. I don't know enough to say definitively. I did order it last year about a light bulb that was a red light bulb that had the right wavelength for $25 from Amazon. Now, that would be a spot one just for the face. But I want to get one of those bigger screens. What kind do you have?
I just have one that's probably 15 inches by 15 inches. It sits in the sauna, and it takes up the ceiling of the sauna coming down, shining down on me.
Okay.
So, yeah,
okay.
I mean, it's...
Okay. Well, I thought you'd been looking younger lately. I don't know.
I mean, for a 100-year-old, I look great.
Yeah.
I'm fantastic for a centurion.
Well, there was a study that said, and this was out of the Facts Post, which I always look at where it comes from, very well studied. It says that science says that couples that fart together are happier and healthier. Just want to pass that along in case you're dating and you're worried whether this is the right person. If you don't fart together, it may not be the right person.
I am continually surprised at how disappointing sometimes you are at show content.
Really?
The fact that you would end the show, please, for all everything.
Oh, it is ending. Oh,
yeah.
My gosh. I didn't
You got to say
it.
Something better.
Dang, I'm sorry. I thought we had more time than
you
this.
You end with that.
Not a bad ending.
God bless you, everyone. Merry Christmas.
All right, that does do it for this week's edition of Vital
New
Health
Year.
Radio and Jeez. Podcast presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic, 98.1 The Lake. For past shows, go to your favorite podcast platforms or find us online, vitalhealthradio.com. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and also our amazing 37 staff members of Nutritional World. We all thank you for taking your important time out of your day to spend it with us. See you next week.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake, with your hosts, Ed Jones and Clint Powell. For past shows and more information, check out our website, vitalhealthradio.com. You can also find us on your favorite podcast platform. Search Vital Health Radio Download. This broadcast has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.